Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. We're back on our regular scheduled Wednesday, where you'll be hearing from Pastor Dawn Mixon, who always has a powerful word to share with the body of Christ. For those of you who are listening by internet, If you'd like to join in and ask questions, so we're an interactive Bible study, and if when she opens up the mic, you can ask questions pertaining to the scripture. Amen. And the call number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And you would just hit the number one. If you are talking and we can't hear you, hit the number one, and we will connect you on. Amen. Also, we'd like to let you know that if you would like to share this with a family or a friend, amen, just spreading the gospel and helping family and friends, amen, get to know Christ, you know, the way that you could do that is you could go into our archives and you would type in Blog Talk Radio. After you type in Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Once you type in We Can Begin Again, there are archives and you can pull up and hear this message again. And the blessing is when you share it with someone that may be going through a time, amen, the topic tonight is press forward. And these are struggling times, amen, and there are so many often who are challenged to want to give up, amen, who do not want to press forward. So this would be a good message, amen, to share with Pastor Dawn Mixon from out of Long Island, New York. We do thank you again, once again, for joining us. And as we move forward, the next voice that you're going to hear will be Pastor Dawn Mixon from out of Long Island. We'd like to thank you, thank her for coming on each and every second of the month to share the word of the Lord. I said a third of the month, I'm sorry, to share the word of the Lord, amen, and to take time to share with the body of Christ. It takes time, you know, to prepare and to come before the body of Christ to share the word. So we'd like to publicly thank her for taking out her time, you know, to share with the body of Christ. And I'm sure that you enjoy every time that she comes on and you get a word from her, amen. It's always a blessing, amen, when someone gives us encouragement to help us on our journey. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move forward over onto Long Island, New York, and the next voice that you hear will be Pastor Dawn Mixon from out of Long Island, New York. Pastor Mixon, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
You're coming in.
Okay, great.
Yes, you're very good. Praise the Lord.
Okay, good. I'm working with new devices, so... I want to make sure you
know
can hear me clearly. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm excited to be here with you. Please connect somebody on the line. Do not keep this to yourself. I believe there is a word from the Lord for you tonight, and I pray that the Lord will bless you. And even though we're going through great times, as our Elder Clay has shared, there is no one that is under the sun that may not be pressed in some area or not, but I want us to understand that we're not the only people who have been pressed. And just because you are in this time and in this generation and this season, you were not the only one who's pressed. I shared, been sharing this with a few people the Lord gave me, just kind of ignited in my spirit by Him being the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I really don't know if we really take into consideration the God that we serve, even though He is the same God yesterday, He's the same God today and forevermore. When you have tapped in and you have enough trust in God, enough faith in God, you should not worry about your yesterday conflicting with your today. And you should not worry about your today blocking out your tomorrow, because He is a God who is watching over your soul. And I share this with everyone that I get on the line with every time, that He has ordained our footsteps. So I can't worry about yesterday, nor do I worry about today, nor do I worry about tomorrow, because He's already prepared it for me, what I do have to do in each time that I live. From my yesterday to my today to my tomorrow is to trust that whatever God has already planned for my future should be well with my soul. And He wants to make sure that you are prosperous and in good health, even as your soul, yes, shall prosper. So, in other words, I said all of that to say this. Don't worry about it.
Mm. Amen.
Don't worry about it. Why? Because the God from yesterday and the God of today and the God of forevermore is watching over your soul. So don't worry about it, no matter where you are. So we're going to a word of prayer on tonight. I'm going to be going, even though I gave you this particular scripture, it's my founding scripture, we're also going to go to Exodus 5, 4 through 13, but we're going to start at Philippians 3 and 14, familiar passage of scripture to some. And then we're going to go to Exodus 5, 14 through 13. So our Father and our God, we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for where we are. We do not take for granted the breath that we breathe, the air that we breathe, or the activities of our limbs. We thank God for our sight. We thank you, God, for being our God, and beside you there is no other. And so, God, while it seems as everything around us is being destroyed, we thank you, first of all, for keeping us, keeping our souls and our minds in perfect peace with you. God, I pray, oh God, today that those who are on this line will be in tuned with you, and that when the word goes forth, that their ears are cleaved to the lips, to your lips on today, that they can hear and listen to every word that is spoken to them on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. All right, we're going to Philippians, the third chapter, starting at 14th verse, and the word of the Lord reads, hold on a second, because it just left out of my, I want to get it correct.
I'm sorry.
Amen. I pray that all of you are doing, are having a blessed week. This was Love Week on this past week. Amen. And it is important that we love one another. Amen. And so once we do that, we know that God is able to do all things. All right. So I'm going to read it out of the New International Version showed up, but I think I want to read it from the King James Version. Let's go there. Amen. All right. Simple scripture, simple verse to some, but it's powerful. It may seem simple, but it's powerful. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to say it again. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Whether you are pressing or the one being pressed, it can cause a lot of difficulty trying to get through situations in your life. Pressure has a way of making you want to give up. But then if I give up, you have to ask yourself the question, what happens if I give up? I have to deal with the fact of feeling like a failure. What you've got to understand is a lot of people are dealing with pressure. We're dealing with emotional pressure. Sometimes we don't deal with pressure. This is why a lot of times when we talk to our children, we always tell them or make the statement, don't rush to get old. We say, take your time. Don't rush to get old, because we understand that once we decide that we want to start a family or we want to say we buy a home or a car or whatever, all those different things that come with a family unit, there also comes, if not well prepared, even if you are prepared, monkey wrenches always show up. We deal with the pressure, as they say, of life. We deal with the pressure of bills. We deal with the pressure of emotional relationship with one another, trying to please one another, trying to make sure I give this one what they need and then have to still get what I need. And so it's a lot of pressure when we get older. I didn't realize, you know, a lot of us didn't realize that when we were younger, how good we had it. We had it wonderful. We didn't have the pressure of dealing with the functions of life itself. And so we have to figure out how in the world did I get here? You ask yourself that same question. We got ourselves into situations with the expectation that it was going to be good for that period and for that time. I'm making a good decision until we realize the pressure or the responsibility that comes with it. And so what you got to understand, when we were younger, and I may have shared this before, as a young child, I often would say, I'll look at the window and look at a house, look at a car, look at certain things and say, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that. I always said, when I get older, that's the statement I made. When I get older, I'm going to get this. I'm going to have that kind of car, because I knew I didn't have the pressure, or I knew that I was not capable or not able or responsible enough to get what I wanted right then. So I made the statement, when I get older, I'm going to have those things. Because even as a child, I had an understanding that I can't drive a car right now. I can't afford a house right now. I knew I couldn't. I didn't know what came with it. But I knew I didn't have in my mind, because I was living with my parents, I was a child, I knew as a child there are certain things that I couldn't have right then. But the things that I could have, those things I wanted right then, whether it was a doll or a bicycle, those things I knew. And watch this, the responsibility of having those things to make sure that it wasn't broken, make sure biggest responsibility is don't fall off your bike. The biggest responsibility is make sure you bring your bike into the house. So you build those responsibilities because you knew that you were going to get in trouble if you didn't do certain things or certain chores. None of that outweighs the responsibility of what I knew I wanted as a child and now as a grown-up. Watch this. Even some of the things that I looked at, I have not reached yet. I have not obtained yet. So therefore, I understand that even though I'm an adult, I didn't get everything I thought I was going to get as a child. So so if we get an understanding that there's some things that I may have wanted as a child in my adulthood, now that I'm an adult, I have no desire to have what I thought I wanted as a child. Okay. The pressure now of being an adult and having the things that I want as an adult, now trying to make sure I can not just have it but keep it. The problem is not getting it. The problem is keeping what you have. And not only thing that, but is the success of what you want. There are many people who are out there trying to get degrees, trying to get just things to better themselves. And it seems like the pressure of whether it be schoolwork or whether it be that job, the job that you waited for, now you're dealing with the pressure that comes with the job. Okay, so we've got to understand. And sometimes there's pressure that has been given to us that we didn't ask for. I didn't ask for this pressure. You know, so what we got to understand is that we cannot allow your memories to be bigger than your dreams. I'm going to say that again. You cannot allow your memory to be bigger than your dreams. I said all of that for us to understand. Even in my childhood, I remember the things that I wanted. But as an adult, I have dreams. And I can't allow the memories of what I don't want anymore to be bigger than the dreams I have for myself right now. So, in other words, everything that I dealt with in my yesterday is in my yesterday. Everything that's in my today, I deal with in my today. But what's about to take place in my future is bigger than the memories of my past. So we've got to understand that God has such great things for us. And if we can stop looking at what has attached itself from our yesterday or our yesteryear, we'll find out we don't have to deal with the pressure of what we used to be. I'm helping somebody today. We don't have to deal with the pressure of what happened in our yesterday and allow it to infiltrate our today. See, because a lot of times we beat ourselves up based on the pressure of what we used to be or what we used to do or how we used to be in our past. God said, I'm not dealing with your past. I want to know where you want to go in your future, and you can make those decisions of what's going to happen in your future, in your today. So how do I do that? I press forward. I don't go backwards. The problem is that, can I help some people in relationships? The reason why a lot of their relationships don't work, I'm going to help some of y'all right now in a matter of 2 seconds. The reason why a lot of stuff does not happen in relationships that we are in is because we keep reaching for the things in the past and keep trying to make past events present realities. I'm going to say it again. We keep trying to make past events present reality. We cannot make the statement in relationship and say, we've talked about it, we've come over that hurdle, we're going to move on, we ain't going to deal with it no more. It's a dead situation. But as soon as something comes up and our point is not relative for that moment, and we're trying to get at the one we love, we want to reach back into our yesteryear. And so we've got to understand, in order for us to press forward or press forward to what we want in our future, we've got to let some things in the past go. Again, I'm going to say that don't let your memories be bigger. The monsters of your memories be bigger than your dreams, because your dreams are awesome. Your dreams are great. If you can dream it, if you can believe it, you know that you can achieve and you can do it. Well, let's go to Exodus 5, 14 and 13. I want to deal with the pressure of dealing with things that you have no control over, okay? And know that God is with you, all right? Exodus 5, starting at verse 4. It says, but the king of Egypt said, Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work. Then Pharaoh said, look, the people of the Lord are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working. That the same day Pharaoh gave the order to the slave drivers and overseers in charge of the people. Verse 7, you are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw. All right, let me stop here for right now. Because first of all, I'm in a situation that I didn't ask to be in. I've been put in this situation, and I've been bonded in this situation. I'm enslaved in a situation. I'm in a situation where I'm working hard as it is. I'm working as hard as I can, and I really want to give homage and honor to God. But the slave master won't let me. Okay, so where we are today, we may not be enslaved where we are locked up in chains, but we are enslaved to something.
Mm-hmm.
And amen. The thing is, we've enslaved ourselves, and then we have enslaved. I was talking to my daughter on I think it may have been this morning, and as I'm going to work, I always talk to her every morning on my way to work. And as I'm on my way to work, she says, you know, finally, she's gotten to a position where she's working from home. Abel haven't had a job in about 7 to 8 years because she's been having children, married, and all those things. And so the Lord was so kind to her and allowed her to have a job in the middle of a pandemic. That's a whole other story. That's a blessing from God. But even in the blessing, she now is dealing with the pressure of the job. And so as she's dealing with the pressure of the job, I said, you ready to get yourself up and get ready to go to work? She said, you know, now I'm saying I don't feel like going to work today. I don't want to deal with going to work today, because now you're in a position where you're being pressured and you want to make sure that you make sure that you are going to do your best on your job. Make sure the things that you need done, because she's dealing with real estate, make sure that all the paperwork that you need is done, is all in. And so because somebody is counting on that to be done. So therefore, when that happens, now she's dealing with the fact, okay, now I'm dealing with the pressure. So I don't want to get up because I'm a ball and chain to the pressure of a job. I said, that is not how God designed or wanted it to be. But because we are under a curse, because humanity decided to walk away from God, because they decided to disobey God and eat from the tree of good and evil. Now we are, that wasn't our, we weren't supposed to work. The Bible lets us know one of the things that man would have to do is now they're going to, man is going to have to work from the sweat of his brow. God said, that's not what I wanted you to do, but because you decided to make this choice, I have to make this choice. And so now we're doing what we were not really ordained to do. We were not supposed to be enslaved to anyone else. We were not supposed to be enslaved to doing things. We were supposed to till the earth, make sure that the plants and everything were taken care of. Watch this. And even in that, we have destroyed what God has given us. We're dealing with all type of different things within the atmosphere and dealing with all type of things that are is polluting our air. And so now we have to, we have not even taken what God has given us and learned how to take care of it. So even in this particular text, as I'm reading this text, as I was reading the text, the Bible is saying that Pharaoh was upset because Moses and Aaron wanted to take the people from their labor to worship God and give God praise. So, and not only that, the people became numerous. They started getting so big and so large that they realized they really can't handle all these people. And what if these people get so big that they overtake us? So they said, now what I want you to do, Pharaoh says to his overseers that were in charge of the people, he says to them, I want you to no longer give them access to the straw so that they can make bricks. Let them find their own straw. Now, what you've got to understand is that in order for them, this production or that product of the straw was very valuable for what they were doing, the job that they were doing, because many clay products require an additional material that adds strength and durability. In the case of making straw in the Old Testament in Egypt, they had river clay, and they composed of very fine particles and different things like that, dry, and it caused it to dry slowly. But adding the straw opened up the clay, allowing it to dry more readily and sturdy. And so in the sun. So in addition to adding in drying, they also use now what they would use nowadays is rebar. That would, or wire mesh that would cause a reinforcement of the brick. So here you have Pharaoh saying, I still want you to make the same amount of straw, the same amount of bricks, but I want you to do it and then find your own straw because I'm no longer going to supply you with what you need to make sure you get what to get the job done. Oh, my God, there's some of us who are on this line where things have been taken away from you that is needed in order for you to meet the demand that is on your life. You may have lost family members. You may have lost a husband. You may have lost a wife. You may have lost children. You may have lost your job. You may have lost your home. You may have lost your car. You may have lost your health. And there are those different things in your life that need that you need in order to strengthen your future. And you ask yourself, God, how in the world am I supposed to basically make my life without something that I can help me or addition to aid in strengthening me? How am I going to do that if I have nobody to help me, if I have no job to help me? Oh, my God, I come to let you know that Jesus is the straw that you need to secure you, because you got to understand that whether it was your yesterday and things weren't working out for you in yesteryear, whether it is in your today and things are not working out in your on your today, God has always supplied what you needed when you needed. So let's look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, but require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. In other words, don't reduce the amount. He says they are lazy. That is why they are crying out. Let us go and sacrifice to our God. They want to go sacrifice to God, but they're being lazy. They just don't want to work. That's what Pharaoh says. Make the work harder. Oh, my God. Anybody ever been in a harder place than you were when you thought that situation that you was in and you came out of it, you thought that was hard. But now you find yourself today in a harder place. I'm coming to help you today. Yes, make the work harder for the people so that they keep working and pay no attention to their lives. Oh, my God. The enemy is trying to take your truth and cause it to be and make it seem like it's a lie. We are living in a day where truth is lie and lie is truth. We've got to make sure that we understand that when God speaks to us, you hold on to the truth that you know. And I'm telling you, God will turn it around. Can you imagine how long the children of Israel were enslaved, and now they are enslaved, and because Moses wants the people to go up and sacrifice to God so that they won't have to deal with the plagues that are going to come about in their life. And the enemy is always trying to block blessings. I come to let you all know today, it is the enemy who is trying to block blessings. It's not your cousin. It's not your friend. It's not the sister from church. It is the enemy who is trying to stop and block the blessings, because he knows that if you ever get an ounce of faith that is so secure in God, you will never listen to anything that comes before you, even if what you're seeing looks true. Even if what you're seeing looks like it's reality. But the truth is, in my future, God has already set it up. That's why I'm pressing forward. I'm not looking at what was. I'm not even looking at what is now. I'm looking at what I'm about to go into. And I'm telling you on today, some of you have come from a long journey. Some of you have been so blessed, and you don't even realize it because it seems like it's not coming in whole. You know, it's coming in little particles. God said, no, watch this. When I bless you for real, because you pressed your way in spite of what you went through, he said he's going to allow you to be greater than you ever thought you would. But all I need you to do is press. What do you mean, Pastor? With every footstep you take, you cannot make a footstep without pressing.
That's right.
You cannot make a footstep without adding pressure to your foot. In other words, if God ordains my footsteps, when each step that I make is going to be some type of pressure. Watch this. I can allow that pressure to be on me, or I can allow the pressure to be on the enemy, because the Bible lets us know. He told us that the enemy is our footstool. The enemy shall be your footstool. And if you really want the enemy out your life, I guarantee you, when you press and when you walk and when you move forward, press like the devil is underneath your feet. When you press like the devil is underneath your feet, I'm telling you, you're letting the devil know that you have no control over my life and you have no control over my future. You thought you had me in my past, but the truth of the matter is I'm pressing forward in my future. And when I get to my future, when I tell you, as each step that I make into my future, I'm putting and I'm stomping on the devil's head. With every footstep I make, with every pressure that I make, I'm pressing. Oh, my God. When I press down, I'm pressing down on the kingdom of the enemy. And when we come together, can you imagine if everybody in the kingdom of God pressed down at the same time on the enemy? When you realize that when we press down, we will tear down the kingdom of the devil, because he's trying to stop us. No. We've got to understand there's more of us than there are of them. You've got to understand. And even when it looks like there's more of them, because we've got God on our side, there's more of us than there are of them. My God. He is more, my God. God, there's more. We've got to understand that there's more power in us when we just use the name. Why? The Bible lets us know that when we call on the name of Jesus, the Bible lets us know demons tremble. My God, that's when they get scared, when we call on the name. And can you imagine when the whole God, good God from heaven, when all of the people of the kingdom of God call on the name of Jesus at the same time, the Bible says demons have got to flee. They've got to flee. Do you not know we've got more power than we know? We want to make sure that we do this, we're doing that. We're making sure when I look at social media, we're doing this challenge, we're doing that challenge. Well, why don't we do a challenge that we all call on the name of Jesus at the same time? If we call on the name of Jesus at the same time, do you not know it brings the attention of the angels? He'll say, angel, Gabriel, Michael, go find out what they're calling on me for. Oh, my God. And I come to let you know today, if we call on the name of Jesus, my God, we can put them to flight. So I'm grateful. I'm telling y'all today, there's a press in my spirit in spite of what the enemy's trying to make me look at. It's a lie from the pit of hell. So we've got to understand. In verse 10, it says, then the slave drivers and the overseers went out and said to the people, this is what Pharaoh said. I will not give you any more straw. Go and get your own straw wherever you can find it. But, my God, your work will not be reduced at all. So the people scattered all over Egypt, stumbled for straw. The slave drivers kept pressing. Here we go. This is where I want to get. The slave drivers kept pressing them, saying, complete the work. Complete the work required of you for each day, just as when you had straw. Let me explain something, y'all, today. When the enemy said this, something just ignited in me. The enemy is always pressuring you. Complete the work. Mm-hmm. The slave driver is saying, complete the work. We don't even realize that what we're building is going to cause the enemy to take flight. So we think that what we're doing is building stuff, but the enemy is really pressuring us for the greatest part of our future. We're going through all the things that we're going through because God said there's something better in your future. So therefore, when I press, the enemy thinks that I'm doing this for him. But the truth of the matter is I'm doing it for me, and I'm doing it for the kingdom of God. I'm doing it for what God called me to be in the kingdom of God. So, yeah, the enemy is causing it like a slave driver to you. It seems like every time you turn around, you can't get no break. Every time I turn around, something else shows up. Just when I felt like I got out of this, something else is coming. The Bible lets us know, people of God, that your trials and your tribulations come to make you what? Stronger. Your trial and your tribulation is your straw to make you stronger, so that when you build the kingdom of God, what are we building the kingdom of God out of? We're not building kingdom of God, the kingdom of God out of brick. We're building the kingdom of God out of straw. If I can get this soul, and if I can get that soul to become stronger in the kingdom of God, my God in heaven, if you got a trial and tribulation, I got a trial and tribulation, baby, we ain't got nothing but straw making us stronger. At the end of the day, that's why we're pressing forward. That's why we have to go through what we go through. I know it seems like it's the most difficult season in your life, but baby, I come to let you know when you live through it, you make it through it. That's the whole thing about it. It's not just making it. It's not just allowing it to happen. It's going through it. A through place, I know y'all hear this all the time, but I need you to grasp it. A through place is just a temporary place that gives you access to the other side. My God in heaven. Amen. This place is not for you to stay in. The through place is an access to get you to the future of God's glory. Yeah. My God, can I tell you, it's a bridge, it's a tunnel. It may be dark, my God. It may be wobbly, but when I get through this, my God, Come on, James Cleveland. I'm going to come out of this as pure gold. Hallelujah. You've got to understand that you are coming out of this. I'm going to keep saying it until we get out. We're coming out of this better than we went in. I need somebody to just touch themselves and say, better, 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 better.
I'm coming out of this better than I went in.
My God in heaven. So when I press forward with the mentality and the mindset that I am stepping on the devil's head. I'm stepping on his kingdom. I'm stepping on his table. Whenever I step on something, I'm destroying something that he already built. Let me help you. I'm going to say this and I'm going to open up the line. When we step on the enemy and we add strength to another soul, enemy gets angry. When he gets angry, the more people that we can get into the kingdom of God, because we've lost that mentality spiritually. We lost the spiritual mentality that it's about soul winning instead of everybody seeing me win. I'm going to say that again. It's about souls winning instead of watching myself win. Oh, I did this and I did that. I am here and I'm looking. You can't look down on nobody, because the truth of the matter is the only reason why you are where you are is because God gave you the ability, the strength, oh, my God, and the fortitude to press and go forward. So I've learned this a long time ago. Whatever I do, I can't get myself no glory out of it. I have a story, but God has to get the glory. Because there's no way in the world, knowing who I am and what I've been through, that I've got myself out of what I've been through. In that through place, I learned a lot of things, because in the through place, that was the dark place. That was the cold place. That was the lonely place. And that's the time where you're able to talk to the Lord. You've got to understand a lot of those things drive you to conversations and communion with God. Through places are good places. Why? That's when we seek God even the more. If we talk to God as much as we talk to God outside of the through place as we do in the through place, can you imagine what type of person we would be? My God in heaven. They'll be looking for us like Enoch, just trying to figure out where in the world is she? Because I've had so much communion with God. I don't want to just talk to God when I'm in trouble. I want to talk to God when things are good. I want to let him know how much I appreciate it in my good and in my bad times. So I just want to share with you this today, because I want to encourage my sisters and brothers, in spite of where we are, I believe there's a coming out. And then when we come out, for all those souls who went through this and made it through, there's a place that they have to go to, and let them know we welcome you into the kingdom of God. You got all that straw. You went through all of this trial and tribulations, which is your straw, to strengthen you to get to this place. Don't waste your straw, because now you got to find it for yourself. Oh, my God, I think I'm going to have to preach this Sunday. I'm going to have to preach this Sunday, my God in heaven. Listen, you've got to find this strength for yourself. Come on, Donald Lawrence, sing the song. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord, because sometimes you ain't going to have somebody there to pat you on the back. You got to encourage yourself. How do I encourage myself? Even in this situation, I've got to go find some problem, find some tribulations to strengthen me until I get to where I need to go. Somebody said, Pastor, that don't make no sense. Pastor, that don't make no sense. How in the world are you going to tell me to find trouble? My God in heaven. Oh, why? Because what's this? For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. That's a through place, y'all. That's a through place. See, when you're trying to get out of something, you got to get to the through place and let yourself know that the trials and tribulations that you're going through, they're only there to make you stronger. And I come to let you know today, I'm throwing you some free straw right now to let you know that I'm sending this out to you to make you stronger and that you are better. The straw that you have right now, the things that you're going through right now are there not to hurt or to damage you or to destroy you. They are there to make you better. Open up the lines, Pastor Clay. so that I can hear some. I know there's some preachers out there that got a whole another sermon. Y'all got about 3-4 sermons over that, and I want y'all to help me and bless me with that on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
All the mics. All the mics are open. My goodness, it was so good, man. My goodness, what a word.
Gotta press, I gotta press.
The mic's open. Goodness.
My God.
My goodness, what a word.
Man, I guess y'all are out there pressing. Y'all go keep on pressing. Somebody need to be running around their room because I'm doing everything I can to hold on to this desk so I don't take flight tonight.
Yes.
My God. There's always,
in the place you can do nothing but shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I like to throw in I like to throw in a few words also. I found this to be a very moving Bible study that I can very much relate to. But anyway, we're all faced with challenges and things happen, and we question our jobs, family issues, and all kinds of problems. And we question, why am I in this position? Why am I sick? Why am I struggling? You know, we have this pandemic going on. And our worlds have changed. You know, we're accustomed to going to church, going to dinner, going, you know, restaurants, and there are people who are depressed, and people with even greater issues than we can even imagine. Whereas we can just look at, you know, God being with us, and the power that is with us, which is sustaining us. So we have to, you know, walk by faith and be a beacon of light to God's word, no matter what happens. Because if you don't believe the things that happened to you in the past, they stay with you. They can, you know, block the future, you know. There was a singer once recorded that a fool will lose tomorrow, reaching back for yesterday. So sometimes you have to think things in the past, you have to let it go and go for the future. The future is God and His word. Thank you.
Amen.
Bless us to you.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Dawn. You know what? You said a lot of things tonight. And what impressed upon me was when you said that each step that we take, we crush His head. If we could just continue to move forward, and every time we press, when the foot goes down to the ground and we press, we're crushing Him. And when we go through, the other side is success. I thank you for that. I'm going to keep that in my mind. Every time I press in, press on, I'm crushing that little imp's head. I'm crushing him. He shall be under our feet. I thank God for that.
That's
encouragement right there, that we're busting him up when we press in and we move on and we, it was good. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Well, I want to get on this.
Sure, yes, sir.
I want to get into this. This is a powerful message, you know, and especially for a time such as this, because many people are going through struggles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes people think that struggles are bad.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they're bad,
uh-huh.
But that's what strengthens us. Struggles, then we don't know how to press forward. So when we're going through struggles, and God, knowing that God is going to be with us and give us the strength to be able to come through, to get through it, that's what helps us, you know, to move forward. I love the idea you said, pressing forward. You know, and many, oftentimes we're looking at the past, the things that happened in the past, as opposed to looking to toward the future. And another thing, if sometimes when we're looking back in the past, if we think that it was bad then, we think that it was bad then, but it could have been worse. God was just, he had us in the palm of his hand, and he was taking care of us through that storm, but it could have been worse. It could have been worse. So I just wanted to comment on that because when I look back at my life and I think about the things that I've gone through, when I look back, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Nope.
I thought it was the worst thing in the world. I thought that it was a catastrophe. But because, you know, at that time that I was asking God to help get me through it, and I look back, it was not as bad as I thought it was. In fact, I could smile about it. I could smile
Amen.
About it because something I could just look at, it was just an experience I went through that made me to who I am today. It helped
Amen.
Me grow to the person, to the man that I am today. So for those who have been struggling or going through struggles, struggling is not always bad. It's not always bad. Sometimes it's time just to stand still, a time that we need to spend with the Lord, you know, and call upon
Amen.
The Lord. You know, spend quiet time with the Lord. So busy that we don't have time for the Lord. And sometimes we just need to slow down. Our struggle slows us down, and the only thing we can do is call out to Jesus. So I just wanted to hear that part. I don't want to take anything from anyone else.
And, you know, can I say this, Elder Clay, too, is that's how you know that you have grown, because you can look back at your struggle and say that wasn't that bad.
Because
at that moment, it was the worst thing that could ever happen to you in your life.
That's right.
See, that's why we cannot make drastic decisions based on where we are at the time. Because when we make drastic decisions based on where we are at the time, people have lost their life, taken themselves out based on what was going on at the time. Watch this. And if they could have gone through the through place, they could have looked back on it and say, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. There'd
Amen.
Be a lot of people still here today if they could just grow from the experience.
Yeah.
That's what the king said. He said, God said, the more they persecuted them and the more they abused them, the more they grew.
Amen.
Watch this. They grew in number. They multiplied. There's no way that you can go through that type of pressure and not multiply within yourself.
Hallelujah.
You're going to grow from this. We're going to grow from this. This experience right now, we're going to grow from this. And then when we look back at it, some of us who have survived, so what we personally went through wasn't as bad as we thought it was.
Yes, yes.
And we've lost people. We've lost a lot of people. But can I tell you, when we survive this, our personal experience will say, this wasn't as bad for me as I thought it was. Thank you, God,
Amen.
For keeping me from what I could have done to me.
Yes.
Basically,
yes.
God, thank you for rescuing me from me.
Yes.
And not so much what the enemy was about to do. What was I going to do to myself? Amen?
Yes.
So,
Amen. You know,
I thank God for you.
Praise God. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just thought about something, Pastor. You know, sometimes you'd be struggling, but struggling for doing good in an evil world. Sometimes people are doing good. They're doing good, and all kind of things are happening to them, but not realizing that the good that they're doing is in an evil world. So evil is always going to try to tear good down. It's
always
going to try to tear you down, break you down.
Right.
This is an evil world that we live in. And we have to realize that this is a spiritual warfare, you know, and the struggles or whatever that's happening to us isn't always, oftentimes it's because of the world. We live in an evil world.
Absolutely.
So evil, when evil sees, when darkness sees light, you know, it becomes a problem. There becomes a problem. Light and darkness cannot mix.
Absolutely. Cannot miss.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm thinking about, too, if I can interject, is when the Israelites had to make those bricks. And my mind went to, and the struggles and the suffering that they went through. And my mind goes to Romans 8:18, and I got it here, and it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And there shall be glory revealed in us as we're going through, as we're pressing forward, as we're crushing the enemy's head under our feet. The glory of God shall be revealed unto us. That suffering is just for but a moment. Amen. Amen. And when we, I'm sorry? Yes, amen. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time, that time that we feel like we can't get out of it. I know I can be transparent about myself. There's been times in my life that I felt like, oh, God, you know, I go to sleep, I'm awake, and then I go to sleep, and I said, oh, God, it's so much. Then I wake up, I said, my God, I'm still here? I'm still here? I wish you had taken me. I'm still here? But see, that was just that present time. And like Pastor said, you know, people shouldn't even be anxious or make decisions in that time when they feel that pressure. Because if we would remember, God will always bring us out if we hold on. Yeah. I heard someone say one time, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hold on. Hold on. God will be there to rescue. So I thank God for this word that while we're in that suffering, it seems like a whole lot. But when we come through that suffering and we look back, it's like, wow, it wasn't that bad. Or I thought about this. You know when you're in pain and you be praying to God, oh, Lord, Lord, this pain. And then you pray about some other things and whatnot, and then you realize the pain is gone. Well, Lord, when did that happen? That's because our minds were taken off of the problem. And I heard Pastor Sturdivant said, when the problems arise, just praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise God. I'm finished. God be the glory. I hope you all
know. I received a text from someone, and they just wanted me to say you got to go through in order to get to to where you're going. You got to get through in order to get to where you're going.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God be glory.
You have to go through it.
Work.
You got to go through it to get to it. So thank you all. I just want to make this announcement. My mentor, Dr. Sturdivant, will be with us again on Thursday and Friday of next week. I believe that is the 25th and the 26th at 7:30 on our Zoom. If you are on Facebook, you can go to my page, Dawn Nixon, or you can go to our church, Mount Calvary, and we will have the information for you there. Also, Elder Clay, I will make sure that I will get that to you so that if you would like to announce that. We had a phenomenal time earlier this month, first week of this month with him, and so I'm excited he's going to be with us tonight. I love you all. Thank God for you. I pray that the blessings of the Lord will be over your life. I turn it over to Elder Clay to give us last words and dismiss us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. As we come to a close, we'd like to thank each once again, thank each and every one of you for joining. And I know that you had to get a word. And if you've been struggling, amen, or you know someone is struggling, let someone listen to this message, amen, and be a blessing to them. If you want to bless them, let them listen to this message and how to press forward. And I guarantee you that you will be favored. You will be favored. God wants you to use you in a mighty way. Share the word with someone. Amen. As we come to a close, Father, we thank you for the word that we've heard, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, let us continue to move forward, Heavenly Father, by your grace. We thank you for who you are and what you're doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this prayer. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Good night.
I face the dawn.